flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I mean, even the producer got a mustard deal out of it.
Mustard!
This man's selling mustard now.
Yes.
That's amazing. It's a good commercial, too. Ketchup takes all forever to come out.
I can't figure out what exactly it is, though.
I just like saying that. Mustard!
Oh, it's great. I also really like mustard. But
I love
that's well
mix
documented
between yellow mustard
on this show.
And brown mustard.
Big mustard guy. No, I think it's just regular mustard.
Just renamed.
They're
mustard?
Just. Oh, what do you mean?
The mustard thing. It's just mustard, and it's written differently than regular.
Oh yes,
just like with Heinz.
It's right? Written mustard.
Yeah. Mustard.
It's just a bunch of A's.
Yeah.
But I think it's the regular yellow, classic yellow.
Oh, it's a different color.
Well, no, it's not a different color. I mean, all of them are yellow, but it. From what I saw some kind of ad or something like that where they combined the best of two worlds on mustard.
Oh, okay. So it looked more like it's Dijon.
No, I think what they mean is their mustard and him are the best of two worlds,
okay.
And they combine.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm all for some mustard, man.
I love mustard.
All right. Well, he like you said, he got paid off of his mustard. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. There's no comeback for the guy up there.
That's the thing.
But think about
it's
it.
Like,
just put out another album. Don't even worry about it. Just put another album out.
That's where we've gotten to now with that is just don't ever acknowledge it again because you can't.
You can't.
You can't win it. It's over with.
Yes.
Make a new album. Go on tour.
Yeah.
Move on.
And then you're going to be right back on top of the record.
Yeah.
I mean,
your fans will still be there.
Meek Mill's bounced back after you murdered him.
Yeah.
Is that your girl's tour? Oh, my goodness. So, is that a world tour? Your girl? Like, you murdered Meek Mill. Made it back.
Just think of all of them except for Ja Rule. But think of all of the beefs that have, like the famous ones.
Yeah.
Both guys live to tell about it.
They bounce back.
Live to play another day.
Yeah.
You know?
So just relax.
Yeah.
Relax up there.
Just take a breath.
Relax up there. Come back. Just make you another album
move
and go about your business. And make you, seriously, make an album, go about your business.
Because the worst thing that could happen now is to try to retaliate and like make an answer
let it go.
Song. Yeah, you got to let it go.
Let it go.
So you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You lost this one.
Yeah.
Won a lot.
Go
made
pick
a lot of money, a lot of famous songs.
Go pick somebody else.
Yeah. You picked the wrong guy, really.
Go pick a Soulja Boy.
What you did.
Yeah, go.
Well, he's mad. Didn't he? He's mad at Drake already, remember?
Yeah, Drake.
Which is a great meme.
There you go. That's your beef right there. So, yeah, go a Soulja Boy. Go a Bow Wow. You know what I mean? Go make a diss track about Bow Wow. Yeah, something like that.
Or maybe Ja Rule. Like, that's a guy that...
Ja Rule's taking up a beat.
Everybody had no problem just jumping off his bandwagon immediately.
Ja's taking enough of a beat.
50 was like, we all think this guy sucks now. And everyone was like, yep, we do.
Yeah.
Even those songs he used to like that were pretty good, not anymore. I always secretly hated them. And now I can finally say it out loud.
Go make the call, Terry. Like right now. Call the Browns. Just see what it takes. Mm-hmm. See what they're thinking. Because I know the first thing the GM up there said, they're going to try everything world to keep Miles Garrett.
Yeah, we're going
to. This ain't something that's going to happen.
Contract.
No, they're going to do everything. And if Miles says no to that, then. But it's not going to be some quick, drawn-out process.
Right, that's the good news for them is the league, this can't even happen yet. Like, this is the Super Bowl's on Sunday. Right, we'll get to that in just a minute. Like, none of this can even happen yet. Right. So they've got, I don't know what how much time, but there's time on the clock for them to go to Miles Garrett and try to figure it out.
Figure it out.
And that's going to be a lot of zeros.
If you're him, why would you believe him?
Well, no, there's nothing to believe.
You know what
I mean? Like, I believe you would give me all the money. I want to win.
He wants to win.
There's nothing that you've done that tells me that we're going to do that here. The best we ever were was when Joe Flacco got hot at the end of the year a couple of years ago, and we lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to compete for championships. I'm that type of guy. So, yeah, no, I don't know how you could change his mind on that. But, again, you know, the biggest contract in NFL history for an edge rusher wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
It'd be a good place to start.
Yeah. But then, I mean,
what he's going to get no matter where he goes.
They're going to give him the contract that he probably wants. But at the same time, is it winning more important? And to me, it seems like winning is more important than having – no, the contract is important. But it's important not to have a contract with y'all.
Yeah, he wants to win games. Like, he's got a ton of money. He's got 100 sacks. He's AP first team a million times, defensive player of the year. Like, all the accolades you can have, he's got outside of postseason success and being a champion. But he wants to be.
Yep.
I don't blame him.
Go get your money.
Yeah, all right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Go get it.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple of new hires over the weekend. We kind of talked about this guy. I don't know. I thought Chip Kelly maybe was just going to stay in Ohio State, be a Buckeye, be happy, work with Ryan Day.
But
nope. Pac-12 reunion.
Yeah, man.
Him and Pete Carroll getting together in Las Vegas. He's going to be the new offensive coordinator of the Raiders. So.
$6 million.
Yeah, that's the headline.
The headline is getting him for $6 million, and then it goes back to coaches can move whenever they want to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think that was something that people kept on knocking around as far as Chip Kelly going back to the NFL and things like that. And he is he's hot and tired. His offense, when he figured out what the hell to do as far as throw the ball to your best damn player, they won a national championship. Ryan Day brought him in to win the championship. Now, still, he would not have been there if Bill O'Brien didn't get the Boston College job. But, good for Chip, man. And I think, the one thing that Pete is doing, he kept the defensive coordinator that was already there to keep some continuity right there. And because Pete's going to be a figurehead organizer type thing. Like, Pete's there to stabilize the franchise. It ain't something, that's why when you look at where they're going to go quarterback, because what does Chip Kelly like as a quarterback? Somebody mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to get in on the Justin Fields early?
Yeah, maybe.
If you're the Raiders, and because to me, it seems like the Steelers are going to pick Justin Fields over Russell.
Mm.
That's the feeling that I have, kind of. But if you can find a way to get a young guy like that who can do some things that Chip Kelly likes to do with that offense, might have something.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, obviously Chip Kelly's a legend in college. You give him the guys, and he's going to be able to do it. There was some moments in the NFL.
Because nobody was caught on to that offense and the pace.
Right, and then once they did, it was pretty much that.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, it's definitely an interesting hire. The money part of it is like, all right, the NFL is kind of being like, colleges are paying these guys all this money?
Mm-hmm.
You get $3 million to switch spots from Penn State to Ohio State or Ohio State to Penn State for a defensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to not only pay these guys a ton of money, but make it public. You know what I mean? Because when's the last time you heard about how much money a coordinator was making in the NFL? I never heard about it. So, they were like, make sure this is public. So college coordinators know that you can come to the NFL and get
curious,
that type of money.
If that was what Liam Coyne was going to get. Because they said he was going to get hit. They said they were going to make the highest paid offensive coordinator out of Tampa.
Yeah, it's an interesting new day where we hear about how much coordinators are getting paid,
right?
Both in college and the NFL. But I think it's no coincidence competing against each other for all the same guys. Let's hear Troy Aikman talking about gambling, officiating, and correctness.
I've never heard from the league. I don't really feel like I ripped the officials. I kind of get tagged with that. You're right, in the sense that I'm not afraid to acknowledge when I don't agree with a call. I think that's my job. This is tipped a little bit because the league is in partners with a number of these gambling services. So here you are promoting gambling. People are gambling more than they ever have before. And those types of calls, there's a lot at stake regardless, but especially when you're considering there's a lot of money that's changing hands with these calls as well. So I think that we owe it to the fans that we get it right. And I think we're at a point in time where we can get it more right. So that was really my position, and just trying to lean on the NFL and say, hey, we've got to fix this. We've got to address it in the offseason.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars that are in the hand of a guy making the wrong call. Yeah. You can cost people houses. You know, you can cost a whole lot of things. Now, NFL will get their money regardless. But at the same time, you want it to be, and it's not going to be that way because it's human error. Stuff like this is going to happen.
Right. There's always going to be mistakes.
I still think you need to go back and start reviewing stuff more. You know,
you probably do.
And see if you can, like, you know, correct. You know what I mean? Correct the bad call or whatever. If you're able to do that, because you're going to go to a replay, and it's not a replay where the coach has to challenge it. You know what I mean? You have somebody that's I don't want to say a gambler, a guy who doesn't have ties to the gambling aspect of it, but a guy who is another official, like I say a Dean Blandino type guy. Well, I know Dean has a lot of relationship with these referees and everything, but could he be to a point where you're not afraid to embarrass a referee for making a bad call?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay, Dean's calling down. All right, we need to review that call.
Right. That part of it, I don't know how you get rid of that, because that's another human part of it as well, the ego and feelings and all that kind of stuff. But that's something they've got to get over. Because here's the thing, like, I don't believe that calls are made in NFL football games to intentionally impact the outcome.
I agree.
I don't think games are rigged. But the perception that they might be is almost just as bad as if they were.
Right.
Right? Like, if people believe that they are, then they believe that they are. Right? Like, if perception is reality with people that think that the NFL is rigged, and there's no shortage of people that think that the NFL is rigged right now, coinciding, not really coinciding, but happening at the same time with all of this gambling money being a part of the new wave of financing the NFL. Like, you got to do something about that. You got to make it seem like you're doing everything you possibly can to make sure that the calls are right.
Yeah, I love this
certain
headline.
Players aren't getting benefits and stuff like that.
One of my favorite headlines ever. The Phoenix Suns are the favorite to win the P.J. Tucker sweepstakes. I love that.
I love the P.J. Tucker sweepstakes.
I love
sweepstakes.
The P.J. Tucker sweepstakes.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
It's so great. Another big
happens
hire,
every year.
I saw that Eric Bieniemy is back in the league. He's going to be the Chicago Bears running back coach. So good for E.B. on that one, man.
Running backs coach?
Yeah.
Good. That's a tough
one right
there,
man.
It's been a tough road. Because he was, you know.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was at UCLA last year. Mm-hmm. Now he's a running back coach.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Life comes at you hard, brother.
Sure does. Sure does.
Oh, yeah. And we found out officially again. We talked about it Friday. But Justin Tucker is a nasty-ass freak.
Yeah, three more accusations.
Yes.
Now, 9 in total.
Yeah. Nasty-ass freak.
Yep. Not good.
Yeah. Wonder if Bugsby's going to go after him.
Oh, yeah. The lawyer, right?
Yeah, the lawyer guy. Is he going to go after him also?
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Whatever. We can skip past the freak. But it is Super Bowl week, though.
It is.
It's crazy. Saw everybody getting off the planes as they get ready for the New Orleans Bowl or battle or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, the Pro Bowl happened yesterday.
You saw how I just skipped over that. Yeah, okay.
Jared Goff won the offensive MVP. And Byron Murphy. Go Huskies.
Did you watch any of it?
Not a single second.
I was about to say, I didn't watch it. I
watched the Grammys instead.
I actually forgot that it was on yesterday, because me and Donna went out for brunch yesterday with some friends, and I completely forgot.
I watched some of the some of the other festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they showed they played dodgeball or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I saw clips of it.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like they were having a good time.
I saw the one clip where
Bo said he watched the whole thing.
Where Kyle Juszczyk did a front flip and landed on Justin Jefferson. I saw that part.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want none of that right there. But other than that, nah, didn't get a chance to watch. I did see one play. There was it was like late in the game, and they handed the ball to Bijan. They handed the ball out to Bijan, and Bijan like literally shook whoever the defender was to his knees.
Oh wow!
Like he was jogging. Like it was like a walkthrough type pace. And
yeah.
And I don't know who the defender was, but Bijan gave him that.
Oh man!
And dude actually fell.
That's the worst.
He actually fell on the ground.
Because it feels like there's a mutual agreement amongst everyone, just like in the NBA game. No one's going to try hard, so no one gets embarrassed or hurt.
It was a half speed flag football game.
And even half speed, he was able to put him to his knees.
He gave him the.
The NFC won, by the way.
Yeah. What was the final score?
76-63.
Okay. I saw.
I think they hit the over.
Yeah, I saw Eli. I wonder if there were. They had to be a lot.
People gamble.
There's a line on
it.
Everything.
People gamble on it.
There's a line on everything.
There's a line on everything.
But yeah, so
Abe told me there's a prop bet on how many times Tom Brady's voice will crack.
Tom has a cracky voice?
Oh yeah, a cracky voice.
Really?
That's the only, I don't know. I know people want to nitpick everything Tom Brady says. I think he does a pretty good job analyzing the games. He kind of has a kid voice.
He does, but yeah. I don't, maybe I need to keep the sound up longer because I don't be really focused on the tone of his voice. But if Tom's a squeaker.
Remember Matt Ryan? Every once in a while, he'd have a little squeak in some of his answers too.
Yes,
he's figured that out on TV.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah, he's. I think maybe it's a lemon tea with some honey in it, something like that.
He's really damn good.
Tom, you know, because Tom's big into all the supplements and all that.
Yeah, he is. Maybe they got some throat lozenges.
Get him some throat stuff.
Yeah, but I saw earlier this week my boy Gio Greg Olson said, "Hell yeah, I hate being."
I love how honest he's being about it. Yeah, I love it.
Because it's true. I be mad. Yeah, I'm mad.
Yeah, he's really good at it. He did it for a long time. He worked his way up. And then Tom Brady's just like, I'm going to do that.
Like,
now.
Hey, yeah, I ain't never done it.
And everybody knows Greg's better at it than Tom. And that's not to say that Tom's not, you know, improving and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, Greg Olson's better at it than he is. Sucks. Sometimes it's the way life works sometimes,
PJ
you know?
PJ Tucker sweepstakes.
He didn't even play anymore. PJ Tucker's just on a team for contract purposes, which is OG vibes guy, man. If you can be the OG vibes guy in the NBA right now on a roster, it's a pretty good place to be. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you a Super Bowl grab bag after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The Back Page with Bo coming up 20 minutes from right now. We'll get to a handful of different Super Bowl-related questions with Abe in just a second as well. We were kind of talking about this, the Myles Garrett situation, also the Luka thing, of course, earlier in the show. Who got a worse surprise phone call over the weekend? The Browns GM/owner, whatever, when Myles Garrett posted what he posted on social media, or Jason Kidd?
Whoa, man. Well,
which phone call sucked more?
Probably with Jason Kidd.
Okay.
Because, like, you didn't see that coming. I'm pretty sure Cleveland might have been like.
Maybe it was like hints.
Maybe it might have been hints.
Like, if we don't get this right, Myles is going to want out.
You know, but I do think they were like, damn, when they saw that letter. Damn. Here we go with this right here.
All right. Our offseason just got way different now.
All right. Let's see what we can do.
You know, because it's like just a regular Monday for those guys. They're probably whatever. Maybe they're at the Shrine Bowl. They might have been whatever. They're getting ready for the draft. Now this, their Monday totally changed. Meanwhile, Jason Kidd, God, what a time. I don't know where he was. I don't know how he found out. Hopefully he found out before he went to bed on Saturday. Maybe he woke up to it Sunday. I have no idea.
Yeah, man.
But that's a tough phone. You did what?
You want to do what?
You did what? Because they didn't tell him until they did it.
They didn't tell him until they did it.
Yeah, and Jason you Kidd, traded.
Could you imagine who? That call? You remember when they had that that camera on the draft day in the Titans draft
room? Yeah, and Vrabel was about to kill somebody?
When Vrabes found out they traded A.J. Brown in Vrabes' face, I bet probably because Kidd was probably at his house or something, and I bet he let out the loudest, you know what.
Well, because that's the thing. Like, Jason Kidd's very calm in general in public. That dude's got a temper. Yes. Like, and then he'll lose it every once in a while in games on the sideline, whatever, when he was a player. Probably.
You didn't tell me, and now you want me to sit beside you while you talk all this crap about I approve something. Nico said, that's my choice. He said, I make this decision. That's why me and you were talking. I was like, because I don't know what role Mark Cuban is in that whatever.
Right. He's like a minority owner, but he doesn't have the say that he used to.
If he was still the full-blood owner of that team, would that have happened?
It seems like no.
Yes.
Seems like Mark Cuban is not letting something like that happen. Yes. But who knows? I mean, again, there might be stuff with Luka going on behind the scenes that we just don't know about to where they were like, we got to get rid of this guy because it's not going to work out. It's going to be bad long-term. I don't know, man. I do not know. It was a real shock to everybody. How can the Mavs win this? Like, because right now it looks like they're the dumbest franchise in the history of basketball.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it just looks like
they're still
idiots.
Got dudes, man.
They do.
They still
like,
got,
how,
they,
how?
They got Kai. They got AD. How can they?
Those two guys got to win a championship.
I mean,
in the
pretty
next
much everybody's
years, right?
saying they got to win a championship.
Pretty much.
I agree with that. Yeah. But what is tasked on Luka?
That's the other part of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, say AD and Kyrie have a good run. They make the Western Conference Finals, whatever. It's like a good little run. Like, they can build a core around those guys going forward for the next couple of years. Never results in a championship, but it's like a solid, sustained, successful 5 years or something like that. But then Luka just is, like, all the speculation that people have.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to L.A. and just is just a fat, like, disaster.
Okay.
You know? Then they maybe win it.
Maybe.
You know? But then you got to root for a guy's career to be
ruined.
But
that's the thing about it is, like, when you look at the
West. If you're a Mavs fan, you're like, well, I hope he sucks now forever.
Yeah, but you look at the West in general. OKC ain't going nowhere.
No.
Houston coming.
Yeah, they're good. They're young.
You know what I mean? San Antonio, I mean, they got De'Aaron Fox.
We haven't mentioned that yet.
De'Aaron
Fox got his wish.
And they got to keep Castle.
Yeah, they did.
So you're talking about 3/5 of your starting lineup for the next 8 years?
Uh-huh.
With De'Aaron Fox, Castle, and damn Wimby?
Uh-huh.
And then they kept the other guy.
They kept the other young guys,
the other
too.
The blue hair guy.
Vassell and Sohan. Yeah, they kept all their guys.
They kept all them dudes.
They kept everybody.
So they're going to go. They're going to continue to go. Is Pop back yet?
Not yet.
Is that back? Okay.
Not yet.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got something they're going. But, yeah, I mean, you just don't, like, I always said that there was only a couple, a handful untouchable. He was one of them.
Yeah. He's like the least tradable guy in the league.
If Luka wasn't going to be in Dallas, it's because Luka didn't want to be in Dallas.
Exactly.
He went to them and was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Which could happen, right? That's something that happens sometimes with guys. But to me, yeah, exactly. Because he was going to make $120 million more to stay there. So even if he didn't like it, he was going to stay there. Yeah, you're going to sign that. The $350 million Supermax. I don't know. I do wonder if you're a guy who's like a star in the league on a team that's not winning right now. You're like, man, if they can do that to Luka.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Anybody.
Because I know Kevin Durant says so. Kevin's if Luke, I like what they act Devin Booker. Devin Booker said Luka Garland.
Oh right, because they've got their little funny thing.
Yeah, like that's how everybody was like, damn, for real,
right?
Like you on the sideline. Like first of all, why are you on the bench with your phone? But anyway,
I did wonder about.
Yeah,
that. Was one of them not playing?
Yeah, you're on the bench with your phone, so whatever. But yeah.
I know everybody looking at the phone together and seeing the news. Like, I know my reaction was just like, why does someone have their phone on the bench during a game? New day.
That all right. Sure is,
let's get to some Super Bowl questions. Abe's got a Super Bowl grab bag. Hey, Abe.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
The Super Bowl benefits from this extra week off, or they should do away with it?
I think for the consumer, it sucks. But I think for the players, it's good. Because for people that I talked to before they switched this rule, they say it's just so much stuff
to
have to do. that week while you're still trying to game plan. You're starting to get your family in and everything like that, get everything situated. So a lot of the players, then front offices and just teams in general, like the week.
I think it's necessary.
I think the player sucks.
Not only
– I mean, consumer. Oh, consumer,
yeah.
As a consumer.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, we switch right back into NFL mode,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like, it'll be media nights throughout the week this week, and people will see what they say, and everybody will watch on Sunday and all that. I just think the game's probably better because of it.
Yeah, you
get
a rest.
Guys get an extra week.
Yeah, you get an extra week.
Because they play 20 games now.
Yeah. And the thing with it is, for most teams, the game plan is put in – last week, this
mm-hmm.
past week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just refine it leading up to this week.
I guess they could do it the very next Sunday, but it'd be hard to do all the media night stuff over mm-hmm. and over again, all the requests.
You're so drained
uh-huh.
because there's so much, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. Now, maybe the NFL could come up with something better to do.
Well, and that
the
leads
week
me,
in between.
Let me just kick off that question because it kind of takes us to that point. The Pro Bowl.
What, though?
The Pro Bowl should kick off Super Bowl week. It should be held in whichever city is hosting the Super Bowl.
Okay.
What do you mean, like Monday? Like today?
No, it would have been held yesterday. But in the city that the Super Bowl's being hosted in.
But why would that make the game better?
It doesn't make the game better,
but it
partners the Pro Bowl with the Super Bowl, and maybe
that was always the thing. Was it was afterwards the guys from the Super Bowl, and it's funny they would go out there when Tom and them won the Super Bowl, they just had a different swagger bottle. Like you out there with all the guys,
right? Because you got to do both.
Yeah, you got to do both. You
win the Super Bowl and go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's a way they can elevate the Senior Bowl or something like that, and the NFL can be more involved with it. Because that's
I thought about that
a game
too.
People might pay more, or maybe the. I don't want to take away a game or anything like that, East-West Shrine Game and all those games, but maybe there's a way to incorporate those games more
into the
week off because those games, but it's not involved with the NFL.
Right.
Like if the NFL could somehow take it under its wing and help prop it up and promote it, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. It might just be a little bit of a down week, and I think that's okay.
All right, real football questions here. Is the Super Bowl truly a matchup of the best team in each conference?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of...
They had their opportunities.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I mean...
Those teams had their opportunities.
I mean, Kansas City they've won 17
games. They've won 17 games.
So, they're definitely the best team in the
AFC. I don't think Kansas City was the one up for discussion here.
Who's better than the Eagles?
I think you could argue. I mean, they weren't the one seed.
Who? The Lions?
The Lions?
Oh, no. I guess if the Lions had all their guys on defense, maybe.
We're talking about as constructed as they are now. No. If the Lions would have beat Washington, Philly would have went to Detroit and beat them.
Yeah, they would have.
Philly's the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I think that's right. I mean, it took a minute at the beginning of the season to kind of get it all figured out with new coordinators and a couple injuries here and there, but like – when they got rolling,
they were
going. The Eagles, I mean, by the second half of the season, their defense was on point, and they're even dealing with injuries on defense right now, too, with some of their guys.
Yeah.
So, no, I think it is. I think it's genuinely the two best teams in the NFL this year. And I think it's going to be an awesome game.
I think it's going to be a lot like the last one.
Me too.
Who do you think most of the neutral football fans in America are rooting for?
I don't know.
The Chiefs or the Eagles?
I don't know, because I think when you think Eagles, the first thing people think about are Philly fans.
Right.
I think that.
People don't like Philly fans.
I just think people are rooting for the – I don't believe – you might say this on Friday. I don't buy that that villain crap that Kelce is trying to sell.
No, I don't think they're villains. But I think people do root against the team that does it over and over again. Not even because they're villains, just because they've been there.
So you think more people are going for Philly?
You do that map of like what state's rooting for who.
Right.
Because I actually saw one on The Athletic. They ran a thing like who are you rooting for. Now, mm-hmm. It could have been a bunch of Eagles fans that voted for it, so I don't know. But it was more Eagles fans than Chiefs fans. I think people just, they won 3 out of the last 4.
Right.
People want to see them lose.
Beat them then.
Yeah, beat them then. Yeah, yeah. Sure. I understand. I'm just saying.
I think Philly's the better team. But they got that guy.
Yeah. There's a pretty good equalizer over there on the other side. Though. Yeah, I think, there's an argument that top to bottom, the Buffalo Bills have a better team. There's an argument that the Ravens might have a better team.
I would say the Ravens. I wouldn't say Buffalo.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. Can't beat them.
Can't beat them.
You might be. All right, cool. On paper. Well, on paper, we're 17-2 in the Super Bowl again.
We got to go. Because it seemed like, I love Gilly in Fools, the Philadelphia fans, the streamer, the Gilly the Kid. He's a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. And he's playing this song right here as like this is the new anthem for Philly. I'm like, this can't be the new anthem for the Eagles.
That doesn't make any sense at all. First of all, it's not new.
No.
Oh, I get it, though. They want him to call penalties on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Blow the whistle. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. That's a Bay Area song.
40.
Although he's lived here for a long time. Too short.
We found it out.
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago.
He might be listening right now. Shout out. Shout out Short Dog. back page with Bo coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I thought you were gonna sing. I thought you were going.
Oh man, that just hit me.
It always does.
This is why we were bumping all weekend, dog. Mm-hmm. All weekend.
God, it was nice to have the sun back, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. All weekend.
70 today, 73 tomorrow.
All right, get y'all like get that money in your ass.
Thank you.
Just like we went out.
Thank you for coming back.
We went out. Yeah, like when I went with friends to brunch yesterday over at Tulum, whatever you want to call it. I call it Tulum. And so we went out, and so wife wanted to put some nice clothes. I'm like, whatever, baby, we can just go out. And so she brought out her little summer guy. I said, no, you don't get up in your ass, woman. She's like, Ray, baby, it's 70 degrees. I was like, yeah, but it don't mean you got to go right back to, you know, wearing shorts and stuff like that. All right, go ahead. My wife, go get, because Rusty was telling me about it. Like, obviously, people knew about it. But it's that Georgia winter, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fake spring.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's just like we have at the end of the summer where we get that fake fall.
Pump it's fake.
And then it's right back to 95 like the next week.
It's
going to be warm for a couple days, and then it's going to go right back to cold and rainy.
Go get sick. Did the Greyhound see a shadow?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that means 6 more weeks, right?
Winter, right?
I think that's it, right?
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm pretty sure that's how weather is dictated.
Yeah, by the Greyhound.
Whether or not some Greyhound or whatever. I think it's a groundhog.
I see a Greyhound.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I was rolling with you. I thought you were going to correct it the second time, but
now I know what I damn meant.
Right back to Greyhound.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil, I guess, saw his shadow.
Who?
That's what his name is.
His name is Punk?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney?
Punxsutawney is the town. His name is Phil.
Okay. Groundhog Day. Duh.
You know, PETA has an issue with those people, too, for Punxsutawney Phil. I guess he's being used to tell the weather or used as a gimmick or I don't know, man. Like, super strange, those guys.
Yeah, they got a problem with everything, pretty much. But, yeah, no, I guess he saw a shadow. And that's what I understand. If he sees the shadow, that means the sun's out.
I would think so.
Right? Wouldn't that mean that winter's over? Also, how does what happens in Pittsburgh or it's whatever near there dictate what happens here?
I don't know.
I feel like we have a different climate than they do.
I don't know, dog. It's all a big old hogwash thing for me.
Repeating Repeating that sort of, I don't know if conspiracy is the right term, but like whatever, feels more accepted in today's culture than other conspiracy theories.
Well, I think it's just sort of like a fun little kitschy thing.
It's
I don't think anybody.
There are people.
His ass don't.
There are people,
ass
Randy.
Don't dictate nothing.
There are people who believe
what
in
number,
it.
What number is Phil?
I don't know. Who knows? He's not the first one.
I know he's
sure.
not the first one. Like, that's got to be like Phil 47.
Yeah, I mean, the lifespan of a groundhog.
It's got to be what?
Can't be long.
Like 3 years?
Now, I feel like he probably, and this is maybe where PETA gets it wrong, I feel like this guy's probably got a better life than your average groundhog.
In captivity, they can live up to 14 years.
Yeah.
But in the wild, average lifespan's 2 to 3. They can live up
so
to 6.
So what's PETA's problem? Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil's going to get a decade plus because they're taking care of him.
Like 2 years? Damn.
Maybe because he's in captivity or something. I don't know. He probably lives in a pretty lush little cage there.
Yeah, they're probably taking care of him.
And an eagle's not going to swoop down, and steal him.
Yeah. You see the size of that thing?
I imagine the average.
I will guarantee you an eagle can carry off a groundhog.
The average cause of death for a groundhog is probably pretty gruesome.
Yeah, baby.
Some sort of animal attack.
Bobcat.
Or a car.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, if you're living in the ground.
Where do you find them at?
The ground.
No, I'm saying, like, are there groundhogs here in in Georgia?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's.
I didn't know if it was a bigger population. Somewhere
I know up where my in-laws live in North Carolina, every once in a while I see a groundhog walking down the road.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then you drive by him, he'll pop back in the ground. But that groundhog right there is probably going to die. He's going to be roadkill.
Yeah, that's what. But
and then someone up there in the Appalachian Mountains is going to cook
him. Damn.
I bet you they eat groundhogs up there.
You think find groundhogs in all of North America, so Canada and Mexico too.
Every state. So we got them here. Anyway.
Don't believe it.
It's pretty warm outside the
it's
next
nice.
Couple days.
It's so nice, but good.
It's going to be nice.
With caution. That's all I say. With caution, people. All right? Take layers off.
Exactly. Caution. Exactly. Because it was 40 degrees this morning.
Yes.
So layer.
Yes.
And as you get warm.
Yes.
Remove layers.
Just make sure. Yes. Yeah, don't get that pneumonia.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So I've never really wanted to live in Kennesaw. Nothing against Kennesaw. It's just too far away for the city for me. But I do kind of wish that I lived a little bit closer now, because they got like the first Whataburger before everybody else. They got one of the first Canes before everybody else. Now Ronald Acuna Jr. opened up a car wash on Friday in Kennesaw.
Really?
Ronnie has partnered with Big Peach Car Wash. He's a pretty big deal to be partnering with them, or he signed a pretty big deal, so he's going to open up multiple car washes. This happened Friday afternoon after we go off the air, or probably Friday midday or whatever, but, you know, so, yeah, congratulations, Ronnie.
Was he there?
Yeah,
he was. Got open? Cool.
In a Peach Braves jersey.
Oh.
That will kind of look like the Columbus, their Peach something. You know how the Mississippi Braves moved to Columbus?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have a name that is something to do with peaches. And okay. He's wearing one of their jerseys.
Right. Great. Like, so, how'd he look? Yeah. Was he walking around good?
Walking around good, talking around good.
We don't have Brandon Adams here to, you know, Brandon's always evaluating the walk to the bus. I don't know if anybody saw how Ronald was looking.
This is more of a get out of the car, send your car to the car wash, watch it be washed. You know, he didn't run around or anything.
But so there you go. Good, I mean, if the Kennesaw Chamber of Commerce is looking for any more to add to the list, you got Whataburger, you got Raisin Cane's. You got the car wash.
Yeah.
You got the mountain.
Did I not see
you got the university?
About talking about bringing an In-N-Out burger?
Really?
So what you saw was a post that somebody took a picture. There was a sign for an In-N-Out burger somewhere in Atlanta that somebody took a picture of, put it on the internet.
Okay.
That sign was part of a TV or movie set.
Okay, gotcha.
So I don't think In-N-Out's coming.
Okay. So they were pretending to be in California.
I went tripping on it because In-N-Out burgers, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's fine. Whatever. Whataburger's better.
Damn hamburger.
It's a drive-thru hamburger. It is... just fine.
So moving on to Saturday and the multitude of things that happened this weekend that weren't necessarily major sports. The Senior Bowl happened. Here's how it finished.
Last shot as the American team makes their move. Hennigan on the move. Looking.
Yes.
Got it. Jack Besh has his mobile moment. That's a walk-off.
Man, it's simple. My brother has some wings on me. He gave them to me, and he let that all take place. You know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Tiger.
What?
Nothing else but them. They're the reason I did what I did today. I attribute it all to them. You know, I'm just the physical person here doing it, but I attribute it all to them.
Yeah, so Jack's brother, Tiger, was killed in the New Orleans terrorist attack.
Okay, did not know that. January 1st, this is who? So.
What's that?
Who's he?
This is Jack Besh. He's wide receiver for TCU. He's the one that caught the game.
He had a catch in the first quarter.
The MVP also.
Yeah, just went up and got the ball like three catches.
Walk-off catch, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seemed well. I thought the Georgia players played well. I thought Dan Jackson played good. I just watched the first half of it. Obviously, Spy was moving around good. Didn't get to see Aaron Smith. Saw one throw to Aaron, but it was an underthrow. He beat the dude, and dude threw it behind him.
Yeah, pretty cool story, though, for Jack Besh.
100%.
Obviously, doesn't. You know, but still, like that, you know, good for him to go out there and do that, and hopefully this impress some folks, and maybe they get a shot at the next level.
Yeah. So, y'all already covered the Pro Bowl. Not a whole lot to see there, but we did get a pretty cool soundbite on it. Hey, 2028 is looking pretty cool for the United States flag football team.
No, this is good practice again, for me in the Olympics. Most likely, I'll be retired by 2028. How many years is that?
Thank you. 3 years.
I don't know. But if I am retired, I would definitely like to play another.
Are you serious?
I would, yeah.
That's Mike Evans there.
Yep.
Well, those are probably going to be the guys playing. If there's NFL players playing.
Fresh retired guys?
It'd be that.
You're not going to have active
stars. Yeah, you're not going to have active star players playing in the Olympics. Because it just don't work like that.
No.
And contracts don't work like
you're
that.
You're not going to get hurt. No offense. Like, it would be cool to win a gold
medal. It's a summer Olympics, too, so that's training camp.
Yeah, no one's getting hurt for that.
Yeah. No.
But, I imagine.
I'll take a team full of freshly retired NFL guys to roll anybody else in the world.
Yeah. Guys.
There's going to be some young guys that are about to come up. Some rugby guys out there and whatnot. So it'll be competitive. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, I like where Mike's head's at, though. Always thinking about the future, you know?
Yeah, man.
Got to keep it focused.
So the Grammys also happened last night. Grammys were on till midnight.
Way too late. They go on way too long.
I got home from at 9:30 at night from doing a show, and the Grammys were still on. And just kept on going all the way to midnight. So Beyonce and Kendrick cleaned up. As y'all did mention, Kanye and his wife weren't even invited. They got asked to leave. Kanye's wife wore nothing.
Yeah, she was naked.
And Jaden Smith wore a house on his head.
What? Oh, yeah, I did see that.
You got to Google that.
What? Yeah, Will Smith's son had like a haunted house on his head.
What? No, you know what?
Like a literal house, bro. Like it was as wide as his shoulders.
He is. Yeah.
A house.
Was he like, what he was going to be promoting a movie?
Make a statement for? Or?
Is he in the Adams Family movie coming up?
I don't know. And that's fine. That's fine. Bless
I know.
His heart.
I had the same reaction. I saw it, and my immediate reaction was yours, like you just had. And I was like, whatever. Do whatever you want. Whatever doesn't affect my life.
It does not.
Doesn't.
I'll say this.
Sometimes you got to wonder.
Jack better not show up with some damn haunted house on his head someday. I'll slap the house right off
Bless
of him.
His heart. Bless his heart. That's all I say. Bless his heart.
I hope that he was trying to promote something and not just trying to wear a fashionable house on his head.
I think he's just weird. I think he's just real weird.
He's not weird. He's just Jaden.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
He's just Jaden,
man.
Just Jaden.
And the Royal Rumble happened on Saturday afternoon evening. We saw a couple of pretty cool returns. Charlotte Flair returns and wins
daughter, right?
the Women's Royal Rumble.
Ric Flair's daughter, right?
It is Ric's daughter. His All actual right. factual daughter. She herself is a 14-time WWE champion. Now she will be headlining WrestleMania in March, April. Cody versus Kevin Owens in a ladder match. If you want to look at, for all you wrestling is fake people, Google Cody slams Kevin. And look, I know it's predetermined everything. We've had these conversations before. The way this match ended, Cody Rhodes, Alabama slams Kevin Owens through a ladder off of the announce table.
Okay.
He's folded up like an accordion, and he just kind of stays there. Randy, I'm sure watching wrestling coming up, you saw a few ladder matches, you know, like Shawn, HBK.
Mm-hmm.
They never really finish uncontested. Cody slammed Kevin Rhodes through a freaking ladder. All these people come over taming to him. Cody walks right up the ladder, grabs the belt, and he's the winner. Stands on top of it, whatnot.
So is the other dude hurt?
Oh, he got jacked.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He ends up walking out of the stadium. Okay. His face is all, he gets folded up. It was one of the better slams that you'll see in any wrestling pay-per-view. It was pretty cool to watch. But, he gets folded up. And then Jey Uso, Yeet University, wins the Men's World Rumble. Him and John Cena were the last two contestants.
I thought John Cena retired.
So John Cena is
he just
on
couldn't
a
see him.
Retirement tour.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Retirement.
My only wrestling joke.
He still got them damn jean shorts on.
He does still wear the jorts.
Yeah. Stay true to the jorts.
John Cena was actually one of the last two contestants left in the Royal Rumble. It was him and Jey Uso. Roman Reigns makes his in-ring return. It was a pretty good event, man. So,
do they still do the Royal Rumble with the numbers? Like one and two.
Oh yeah,
start,
yeah.
And then
there's
three comes
there's
in.
A women's Royal Rumble now too. Charlotte Flair, the only 2-time winner of that one.
Okay. So
they've done it for about 8-10 years. The women's.
I'm always shocked more people don't get hurt in it with all the stuff that they do.
I just saw a clip.
All the slams and acrobatics
just,
and stuff.
I just saw a clip, Bunk, of they had an old clip of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I remember when Stone Cold first started wrestling, he had the one knee brace. By the time he left, he needed three knee braces.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, man,
it
stuff
takes
they
a toll,
do is
man.
Insane.
He was wearing them on both knees. Yeah,
yeah. It takes a toll on.
I forgot Georgia has its own weather predicting groundhog.
Ooh, what is it?
General Beauregard.
Really?
Oh, it's
General,
an actual groundhog.
General Beauregard Lee. I think it's a groundhog.
Where was he at?
He said 6 more weeks of winter here too.
Okay, so the
consistency among the tribe.
They're in cahoots together, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's more based on the sun and. The rotation.
Well, see, this is why this is so confusing, though.
The equinox.
If you send the groundhog out of the other side of the hole.
Do they have to get him out? How do they get him out of there?
I think spring's going to start on March 22nd.
I think it is.
How do they get him out of there?
Right around time when the vernal equinox happens.
Hit him with the little.
Yeah, I'm just curious. How do you get him out there? How do you get him out the hole?
Carrots, maybe? Or maybe the.
Hit
does that work on groundhogs
sound.
Too? That's how you get a cat's attention.
Laser pointer?
I don't know what groundhogs like to eat.
Just curious.
I'm assuming it's carrots or lettuce or something.
Some kind of roughage.
Just curious, like, do you like wave some chicken at the hole?
I don't know
if groundhogs eat chicken. They may.
wave some chicken at the hole.
I bet a groundhog will eat anything.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's a rodent.
He's a rodent.
He's a damn rodent.
Yeah.
A dressed up rodent. We giving credence to a rodent in a damn top cat.
Named General Beauregard Lee.
General Lee.
Yeah,
right. Really believe in that guy.
Cool.
He got no good standing in the South.
Cool name. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. You know what it is. It's Super Bowl week. Oh, yeah, Luka got traded also. We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.